Lights. Camera. Action. Now, where's the mullet? Where is he? Is he coming in by chopper again?
And now, live from Quinlan's Cantina in the Gold Coast of Australia, it's time again for your dose of action cinema history from the 80s, 90s, and beyond with the Lethal Mullet Podcast. Oh, g'day, mate. How you going?
The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy has many a thing to say about Deep Thought. And Deep Thought itself has many a thing to say about the guide. But we're going to give you a guide through the maelstrom and enormity of the guide itself. Hosted by two unexpected travelers, the Lethal Mullet, all the way from Quinlan's Cantina in the Milky Way, and of course, Dan the Man from Birmingham. All on the other side of the water, they have hitched a ride and come to Ursa Minor. Tell you all about the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, which you can find whenever you find good podcasts.
That's right, folks. Check out the brand new show, Deep Thought Life, Douglas Adams and Everything, monthly on, of course, the Lethal Mullet Network at lethalmulletnetwork.podbean.com or on the socials at The Lethal Mullet. You can also check it out on YouTube very soon on the Spacebook Network, hosted by the one and the only co-host here, Dan the Man from Birmingham, Dan Hadley. All here. And don't panic, we'll be back.
Now it's time for the latest action news from the cinema and martial arts movies and more, all here on the Lethal Mullet Podcast.
Welcome to episode number 242 of the Lethal Mullet Podcast. I'm your host, Adam O'Brien, here today to chat Fled, the 1996 film with, of course, Lawrence Fishburne, Stephen Baldwin, and, of course, many others. It is a kind of a buddy movie, is the best way to describe it. We've got two escapees from prison who are chained together, who have to, of course, work together to get past what is happening, and, of course, find out exactly why they're being hunted down by police and many others like that too. Of course, you can catch this show and many others like it on fpnet.podbean.com, the home of FPN, created by, of course, Kyle Wagner and, of course, Kevin the Red Hooded Reitzel. And we are huge fans, of course, of those two fine gentlemen from the United States of America, because they're America-made and they're America-proud. And, of course, we know at the end of the day, they put out some fine podcasting on that, of course, amazing platform, folks. You can catch me, of course, on at the Lethal Mullet, Facebook, on the Twitter, or the X, how they call it. They keep changing the bloody name. Mate, Elon Musk, make up your freaking mind, mate. And, of course, Instagram and many others. And, of course, we share many amazing things on there when it comes to action films and the different things that you, the action film connoisseur, would like to check out. Martial arts and, of course, what the action stars are up to these days and many other things like that. Well, folks, welcome to the show. And, of course, I hope you enjoyed our last one looking at, of course, one of the more interesting Patrick Swayze movies. And I think that's an interesting thing for us out here, particularly in Australia. You know, like these are films which did just as well as elsewhere. And I think, you know, a lot of the ones that we did get a chance to see, it just some amazing ones that, you know, Next of Kin and obviously, you know, we've all seen Rebel, Red Dawn, I should say, not Rebel Dawn. We're about to talk about a Rebel movie in a minute. Red Dawn, of course, you know, many others like Roadhouse and, of course, Steel Dawn. He likes his Dawns, this guy, doesn't he? And of course, Next of Kin, which is personally my favourite too. And these are all ones you need to, you know, have a chance to check out. And definitely is one that I think all of you need to. All right. One of the other things we're going to be doing now, folks, is our streaming segment, which we're going to get straight into. And of course, it's something that you, the listeners, have been after for a while. And you know, we're going to actually get in and talk about action movies that are coming out, and many others that are going to be, obviously, in the different places that we all want to check out. One of those being, of course, Tubi. Now, Tubi is an interesting one because these are all free. It's a free streaming channel. And, you know, you really get a chance to you see some great stuff, particularly with, I think, you know, the newer stuff that's coming out, you know, is just phenomenal. There's stuff that's leaving as well. So we'll look at that. We'll look at some new releases and a lot of those being action films. All right. So we've got Swim, which is a Tubi original, which is coming out. And this is when we started 2021. All about sharks, folks. So if you like, obviously, that sort of thing, that will be heading you in the right direction. We've got another War of the Worlds, Annihilation, which is a horror look at, of course, the world of the one and only War of the Worlds. And that one, again, quite an interesting, you know, premise of the going into that in this sort of low-budget setting as well. You've got Mr. Bean, the animated series, has actually been released here too. I mean, bloody hell, who would have thought? Documentaries, you've also got some other stuff coming out here as well. There's The Art of Self-Defense, which is one which it's kind of a dark comedy, you could call it. It's an action comedy, but it has the Lex Luthor from the Zack Snyder universe. So I'm not exactly the biggest fan of that dude's work. He's pretty mumbly still sort of actor, which is not the one I go for. We've also got Monsters of Man, which has been released on here too. John Travolta's The Fanatic. It's a crime thriller. You know, ever since from, obviously, from Paris with Love, we've been huge fans of where he's heading. He's done a number of action films over the past, Broken Arrow being one of them, but this one's it's not too bad, not too bad. There's also The Mob King, which has just been released, and Killers Anonymous as well, which looks like it might have a Gary Oldman involved in that one too. We've got that too. So what else have we got? We've got The 800, which looks like a World War II film by the look of it. If you look at that now, yeah, it certainly is. It is definitely that, actually. We've also got quite a few horror pictures coming out. There's Shark Side of the Moon, which is a Tubi original. We've also got She Came from the Woods. These are all horror films, folks. Hellblazers as well, which, you know, I think it looks like it could be interesting. Again, all original content for the channel, which is interesting that they're actually getting that down too. And one action film by the name of DC Down. Interesting. That's all on Tubi, folks, which you can check out, of course, on the format. And well worth trying that one out too. Another one I frequent, apart from Netflix, is, of course, the Prime channel. And, of course, Prime's an interesting one because you get some older material, but you also get a lot of the A-grade stuff that we've all been wanting to get into over the years. And particularly with me, you know, I'm somebody that likes both. I've always liked B-grade films as much as I like, you know, the stuff that's coming out direct from Hollywood or vice versa. And I think that's what's interesting here too is that we're getting a lot of that too. And, you know, a lot of that is just as interesting as ever. So you've got to really factor in whether these are definite things that you, you know, want to get into and definitely find out too whether it's, you know, the right thing for you or, you know, is these the films that you would like to watch if you had a chance as well, you know. And I think sometimes, you know, it's good to have a break from just watching science fiction or action or martial artistry, whatever it is, you know, and really get a sense of where you want to go yourself. You know, I think these days that's up there too. So what can you find? Well, lately just released on the channel, apart from the one that I always check out, we've got Zero and Ones, which looks like to be some type of World War II one. We've got Oppenheimer, the real story documentary. But we also got Lucky Number 11, which I do believe that had a different title as well. The Dogs of War with Christopher Walken with a gun, and he's bringing it to the war. He's going to shoot it now, and I hope you enjoy the movie now. John Travolta's Gotti. Terminator 2 has been released as well. Hellboy 2, The Golden Army. I mean, it doesn't get better than that one, does it? You got Death Wish, of course, with Bruce Willis. Return to Area 51. Uh-oh. American Werewolf in London, which I don't think I've ever sat through, folks, so that may be one to watch. Oh, we've covered this one before, folks. You've got to check this one out. The Wraith with Charlie Sheen. We've also got Over the Top, which will be no doubt part of the canon films line up on this channel, which we'll talk about in a second. Small Soldiers, TMNT. Now, I can't tell whether that's the new one or the CGI rubbishy one that was done a few years ago. Yes, Mad Max is now on here, Warcraft as well, and, of course, a number of others. But, of course, you have Around the World in 80 Days where you get to see Arnold play with a banjo. Yes. The Last Stand with Arnold. Yes, I'm a sheriff out here. Come on. Come down. Do some sheriff hunting. I'm here. Let's do it now. Like now? Or now then? I don't know. So, obviously, you got those two. They're great ones, too. You've got the old MGM Channel 2, which is on here as well. So you get all of your movies that you wouldn't think about. Things like Arnold Schwarzenegger's Hercules in New York's here. A lot of old Western movies as well. Some of them quite interesting, too. There's a lot of historical movies and stuff like that, too. But, of course, it's got all the old sports movies out here, too. As far as crime movies, you've got the original Ocean's 11, Out of Time with, of course, Patrick. Here we are. I'm looking at the wrong one, aren't I? It's Out of Time with Denzel Washington, which was about 06, if I remember right. We've also got some great ones that have either just been released or I haven't seen them on here yet too, which look like they're from the documentary channel, but they are not. But, of course, all the old line of MGM line are in here. Old Henry, which is a great one looking at, of course, but the possible, extended life of Billy the Kid. If you like Tom Selleck, there's, of course, Monty Walsh on here. And, of course, John Candy's, one of his interesting ones before he passed, Wagons East with Richard Lewis, of course, as well. The Calamity Jane, Legend of the West, is on here too. You've also got Gallo Walkers with, of course, Simon Phoenix. And, of course, The Legend of Zorro here too. But lots of different stuff up there, folks, worth checking out. And, of course, for you, the listener out there, to check out as well. All right, let's get into the film. So tonight we're talking about, of course, 1996 buddy action comedy directed by Kevin Hooks. Interesting. We've heard that name, Kevin Hooks, before, have we not? I do believe we have. definitely directed a few movies, I can tell you that. And it's just by luck and by chance that we've covered them here before. That's right. These are films which, I think at the end of the day, are really fitting for the 90s, which was a time of high action, but it was also, a really interesting one too. Again, of course, we're talking about Kevin Hooks, who just did, of course, later on, Black Dog. Yeah, so it all comes together, folks, I swear. All right, let's have a look at it. So 1996 movie, 2 years before he did Black Dog. And it stars, of course, Lawrence Fishburne, Morpheus, and, of course, one of the many Baldwins. I don't know how many there are, but there's a freaking lot of them. And then there's an extended member of the – not extended member of the family, really. That is, of course, Adam Baldwin, which is my favorite of the Baldwins, really. So an interrogator in this one prepares a man to take the stand against Frank Matahano. And this is at an Air Force base. And from here, a driver delivers a takeout, which is – taken to that room. Once open, it explodes, killing the witness and everything in there too. From here, in a court, a judge then places the court on recess until, of course, the general can bring sufficient evidence against Matahano. From here, they also demand that U.S. Marshal Pat Schiller, Robert John Burke, get evidence in 72 hours to replace the killed witness. So this will basically set them up in place so everything is hunky-dory. We fast forward till we see, of course, Luke Dodge, played by Stephen Baldwin, many of the Baldwins, when Charlie Piper intervenes in the middle of a chain gang. The guards chain him and Dodge together, and then, of course, this is where they begin fighting. This is the two of them already have this sort of antagonist quality against each other where, one's smarter than the other, one's got more experience than the other. The discards here, where the guards then discuss an idea in tones, change their magazines. But before they do that, this is where Dodge snatches a gun and shoots out his way. During the confusion, Dodge and Piper are actually able to get out and get an escape. The cop who arrested Dodge is played by Will Patton, Matthew Gibb, or Matthew Gibson. We know he's Gibb in this scene. And, of course, here's how he sees at the crime scene what's going on. informs that the Attorney General asked him to place Dodge on that chain gang against his orders, against the protocol of what usually happens. And, of course, he's suspicious as to why this happened. He runs off into the woods and this way to find the other convict, who is then shot and killed by a marshal by the name of Schiller. Dodge and Piper themselves are now stuck together, still chained together, as they were in the gang, and they argue about their plan. Now, you've got two really interesting characters here. You've got, obviously, Lawrence Fishburne, who's somebody who's very experienced, but also, you know, somebody that likes to go by the book in comparison to, of course, Stephen Baldwin, who's kind of like the brains in this. You know, he's very intelligent, but has his own way and set plan about how he likes to do things. So from here, Dodge reveals that he needs to escape to collect $5 million that he stole. Piper demands half of it in exchange for his help as well. So Gibb begins to grow, of course, you know, tired. And, of course, he's very suspicious of the marshal's motives when it comes down to what they're actually doing on hand. And this is where it gets really interesting, folks. Where, of course, he finds out the company that Dodge stole the money from originally did not press charges on him. And the company is also owned by, of course, the person at the start of the film, Marajano. Of course, Marajano is commissioning the hitmen, and, of course, they're the ones from the food deliveries to the recover a computer disc from them, then kill, of course, Dodge. Gibb reveals the magazine he found at the escapee scene had blanks, not live rounds in it. This, again, furthers the conspiracy. The guards were never intended to kill anyone. They had done this all as a big setup. So Piper and Dodge are cornered by a hunter whom Piper attacks and causing him to have a heart attack. They take his car and drop him off at a hospital. Then, of course, they demand this lady by the name of Cora, played by, of course, the ever sexy and amazing Salma Hayek, to drive them all the way to a hideout that they have. At her house, they change clothes and part ways, get, of course, the chains off them as well. And Piper gives Dodge his harmonica for good luck. Of course, this is the big thing of the chase. At the start, as they're trying to get away, they're using the harmonica to keep a beat so that they're all together. I do apologize for the sound in the background, folks. As most of you know, we're having our house rebuilt right now, but the show must go on. So from there, we basically see, obviously, the likes of Dodge now going his way and Piper going his way as well. And this is where, of course, Dodge at a massage parlor meets up with Puffy, who is shot by Marajano's men, and Gibson, who hired a detective to get information on Dodge. They also arrive and participate in this massive gunfight. Piper and Dodge then escape, and they're on these Ducati motorcycles that were left behind by Puffy. Gibb is reprimanded for not leaving the case to the Attorney General, not knowing the location of the disc. This is where, of course, Piper and Dodge really are getting to the point where they're at their wits' end. They don't know what to do. And what would you do? But, of course, Dodge then notices a clue, and this is on the bike that led them to the George Dome. And, of course, the disc, and this is all with Selma Hayek's character, Cora's help. So the marshal, revealed to be working for, of course, Marajano, was there to get the disc before the Attorney General. Gibb, Dodge, and Piper all end up in a gunfight. Piper and Dodge escape with Cora's help. Of course, this is when they let the Attorney General know they'll hand off the disc at the Stone Mountain top. Dodge and Piper, of course, lead Marajano's men, and this is when we get this great big chase. And, of course, it's a chase up a mountain, which is cinematic in of itself. And this is where, of course, a big shootout still happens as well. And, of course, Dodge and they ride a sky car up the mountain to the top. Marshall presumed dead, and the fight stops the car and demands the disc. But Piper eventually throws him from the car, and they hand off the disc to the Attorney General. And this, of course, clears both Dodge and Piper as they get his job. Piper gets his job back in New York afterwards. You know, again, it's like Black Dog. It is a very fast and frantic movie. Lots of cars, lots of chasing. And we have a hell of a cast, folks. We have Lawrence Fishburne as Charles Piper. Lawrence, obviously, at this time, you know, it was a really interesting time for him. you know, this is pre-Matrix as well. Always been an amazing actor and well thought of, particularly back here. But we really hadn't seen that next level with franchises with him until, of course, the first Matrix film. Event Horizon and happened. This had happened as well, and some pretty damn good serious films that he'd been in as well. Stephen Baldwin as Luke Dodge. I mean, what did I know? Steve Baldwin was really just him being part of the, of course, movies like Biodome, movies like, of course, The Usual Suspects, which he was in as well. We've also got Will Patton as Detective Matthew Gibson. Great actor, one of my favorites. Will Patton's very charismatic. The camera loves this guy. You know, he's got that sort of you know, attention with the audience that we're just always brought in, and that's why I always found it interesting at the least, anyway. And Will obviously played the bad guy in The Postman, which was a damn good science fiction film.
Please hang up and try again.
Now it's time for the Lethal Mullet Cafe as we chill back, relax, and look at the trivia. All the detail, the nitty-gritty of the films we are celebrating.
Now, as promised, we're going to be talking about some of the different formats you can find film in, and we're definitely going to be doing reviews on some of the newer straight-to-streaming different movies that you can see over the place. Obviously, that's a format. A lot of our fallen action stars are now doing obviously, new ones too, Scott Adkins, Mark Dacascos, and a lot of the crowd, even Olivier Grenier, putting out material straight to these sort of formats. And one of the best channels out there is Tubi TV. It's TubiTV.com. Now, if you haven't checked this out yet, this is well worth checking out. One of the big movies they've currently got on is actually a Chinese one by the name of 800. And having watched the trailer, it's something that I definitely want to watch and check out. It's based on a true story, and this is the war. This war epic follows the story of 800 Chinese soldiers who took on the Imperial Japanese Army in 1937. And it's directed by Hu Guan, and it looks epic. I mean, again, it's one of the ones that's, you know, again, coming from China, they're putting a lot more money into film. I think it's well worth checking out just what they're doing. Just huge. I mean, they've been doing this with Jet Li for many years, and obviously Donnie Yen's doing a lot of mainland Chinese films, not just the Hong Kong ones. And they're just beautiful, folks. The amount of work that they're putting into this, you know, not just from a story perspective, you know, it's very much within the mythology of, it's particularly the fantastical films and a lot of the sword films that they've got there. But there's even more so when it comes down to it from here too. But war epics like this one look fantastic, and I will be giving a review of this after I've watched it. But again, this is a free channel, folks. You can check this out, download it yourself at any time. Some of the other ones you might see in here are Company K, which is an older film. There's also D-Day, which has got Chuck Liddell in it and Randy Couture in different roles as well. So that's, again, a straight-to streaming one in here. In 2019, it's interesting to see Chuck getting into film. I knew he was in a few movies, but to see him in these is pretty interesting, to say the least. There's also a movie called The Gardener. Now, this is one that's been around for a little while. 2021, it came out, and it's one that I thought, hang on, is Charlie Bronson still alive? But it's actually not Charlie Bronson at all. And when you actually check it out and see, you know, who it is. It's not what you expect. It's Robert Bronzi is the actor in it, and it's he does look spinning image of Charlie Bronson. I mean, you'd think Charlie Bronson's come back to life, although we know that he died many years ago. Gary Daniels is in this one as well, Nicola Wright, Jane Watkins, and John Calloway. And it's about an immigrant living in a quiet life as a gardener at a manor house, who has to rely on his old skills to save the family he works for from home invaders. Of course, headed by Gary Daniels. And if you know me, I'm a big fan of Gary Daniels. I think Gary's one of those martial artists who's gone through the gamut of, you know, starring in Hong Kong films when he was younger. Obviously, he's done a lot of, he did Don Dragon Wilson films at one stage there. I think he was in one of the Ring of Fire films, number 2, I think. Right through to, obviously, he was in City Hunter in the, you know, that's famous for having obviously one of my teachers, Richard Norton, in it as well. And it was also great about the actual thing with, you know, particularly having Richard Norton in such a comedic film with Jackie Chan is, on top of that, we've also got, you know, the great work of Gary Daniels in a Street Fighter 2 scene in this arcade. It is very anime, it's very bizarre, and I've always had huge respect since then. There's another one called Red Man, which looks very interesting. It's one I've been meaning to check out. It looks like it's from Norway or vice versa. It's a set during a time of epic battles and bloodshed. The legend of pagan warrior King Red Man is born, but so is a new weapon against his people, Christianity. So this looks really good. It's it definitely has that sort of Viking feel. And Jonathan Banks is in this one. Now, if you don't know Jonathan Banks, we've talked about Jonathan a number of times. So he goes right back to Wise Guy. He plays, obviously, with the senior cops in that. And he's been in everything. He's been in, well, folks, right up to The Expanse. He was one of the captains or the XO on the ship in that one. Great actor. And Under Siege 2, many others. And, yeah, so Free Jack, obviously, too. Mr. McCandless is here to see you. All that sort of stuff. It looks great. Again, many different ones that you probably found also on the likes of, obviously, you can see them in, well, obviously, Netflix has had a lot of these before, but when they get into the stage where they're a couple of years old and the Netflix or Prime will drop them, then they'll put them into this sort of format as well. The 1800 is definitely something that's of interest. So this doesn't just do, obviously, science fiction films. It does a little bit of everything. And what I'm going to do now is just bring up some of the great martial arts that you can see on this format too. Now, again, you can find TV shows on here. Crime, recommended TV, obviously brings up everything from kids' shows like Yu-Gi-Oh! All the way through. You've got thrillers, action films. So there's a lot of action films here worth checking out. Things like Called to Duty, as in Called to Duty. So again, B grades, folks, not exactly A grade talent, but you're going to find in here some of the classics. So Lionheart, as in, of course, yes, wrong bet. So Lionheart, the Street Fighter, they call it in this. Black Eagle as well with Sho Kasugi and, of course, Van Damme, two of my very big favorites. Fist of Fury, obviously known as the Chinese Connection in the States, so a little bit different there. You can find Steven Seagal in here. Obviously, you've got Dolph Lundgren as well in this here. 2019's The Tracker, Revenge Never Stops. You've got a lot of great sequels like Titanic 2. Yes, Titanic 2. Can you believe it? Bruce Willis is The Hostage from 05. That's actually not a bad little flick, that. There's also Andromeda, which is Kevin Sorbo's Star Trek, if you like. Right through to some amazing and not so amazing films. There's also Jeepers Creepers, Shadow Gallow Walkers with, of course, Wesley Snipes. And then there's a lot of original content as well. So well worth checking out, folks. Tubi is one that I frequent, and particularly for some of the great martial arts films that we just don't see anymore. And if it's streaming, I could put it straight up on there. Of course, the screen itself, the big screen, which we've got set up in the movie room. So Tubi gets a regular hit, I can tell you, here in Quinlan's Cantina.
Thank you for listening. We hope you're enjoying this podcast. Here are the other great shows on the Fandom Podcast Network. Culture Clash, where we discuss the latest in entertainment and pop culture. Blood of Kings, our show covering the entire Highlander universe. Couch Potato Theater, we celebrate our favorite movies. And Time Warp, our fandom flashback show discussing a year in movies and our favorite retro movie, TV, and pop culture topics. Good Evening, discussing all things Alfred Hitchcock. Hair Metal Podcast, we cover the rock metal music of the 80s and early 90s. Type 40, a Doctor Who podcast, discussing the time-traveling Doctor Who universe. Lethal Mullet, an action film podcast, covering the 80s, 90s, and beyond. Also, check out the Lethal Mullet Network for more great podcasts. What a Piece of Junk, our Star Wars podcast. Making Treks, a Star Trek podcast, with a deep dive into the final frontier. The Fandom Show, our Fandom Podcast Network live YouTube show discussing the hottest topics in fandom. the True Believers MCU podcast, discussing the Marvel Cinematic and Television Universe, Union Federation, our Star Trek, and the Orville Show. And we're proud to welcome the BQN Network to the Fandom Podcast Network. Please visit our friends on the BQN Network, a Star Trek Universe podcast that also includes your favorite topics, movies, history, superheroes, and more. You can find the Fandom Podcast Network on YouTube. The Fandom Podcast Network is also on all major podcast platforms. The Fandom Podcast Network audio master feed is on Podbean at fpnet.podbean.com. You can find the Fandom Podcast Network on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can email us at fandompodcastnetwork@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening, and remember, respect others and enjoy your fandom.